The gospel reading is John chapter 15, verses 1 through 17. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. You have already been cleansed by the word that I have spoken to you. Abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire, and burned. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples. As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. No one has greater love than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command you. I do not call you servants any longer, because the servant does not know what the master is doing. But I have called you friends, because I have made known to you everything that I have heard from my Father. You did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. This is the gospel of Christ. Glory to you, O Christ. Amen.
Shalom. Thanks to the media team, I got a new microphone. Do I look like a K-pop star now? I bet most of you are very familiar with the image of Jesus the true vine from John chapter 15. Since the ancient times and still today, because winemaking and vine growing have been popular and common, Jesus teaches his disciples and followers, including us, using those ordinary and familiar images. Jesus says in verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the vine grower. Then the next verse, verse 2, Jesus speaks bluntly. He removes every branch in me that bears no fruit. Every branch that bears fruit, he prunes to make it bear more fruit. Interestingly, Jesus has not even explained who the branches are. Jesus now in verse 5 clearly emphasizes his commands for us to be fruitful. He says, I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. Here is an interesting old painting on Jesus, the true vine, and his disciples, the branches. This icon is a public domain. Interesting, right? Jesus proclaims, if you are the branches that bear fruit, you would need to undergo pruning so that you can bear more fruit. However, on the other hand, if you are the fruitless branches, you would be removed. And verse 6 shows the fate of the fruitless and useless branches. Whoever does not abide in me is thrown away like a branch and withers. Such branches are gathered, thrown into the fire and burned. Removing versus pruning. Each has a different purpose and a different result. But both removing and pruning appear to be the same or a similar process and the same experience. Painful. It is God's way of discipline. It could be either more training for our growth or letting us go astray because we keep being selfish, arrogant, and disobedient. And in reality, it is hard for us as a church and as the individuals to know if we are to be removed and doomed or to be pruned and thriving. Then how can you live a fruit-bearing life? In other words, an abundant life as Jesus intends you to live. Jesus teaches us through this morning's Gospel of John passage. According to the text, the three key words that appear more than any other words are abide 11 times, love 9 times, and fruit 8 times. So, out of these three, the word abide is considered to be the most important key word. Then how can you live a fruit-bearing and abundant life? Abide in Christ. Verse 4, Jesus says, abide in me as I abide in you. Just as the branch cannot bear fruit by itself unless it abides in the vine, neither can you unless you abide in me. The word abide has many definitions, and the best meanings in this gospel context would be to dwell, remain stable, and continue to stay. Abiding in Christ and Christ abiding in you, this is indeed the essence of the ideal Christian life. So, when you are faithfully and intentionally abiding in Christ, who is the true vine, naturally you can enjoy your fruit-bearing life. Then, what are your fruits that you are supposed to bear by abiding in Jesus? Traditionally and generally, when we Christians talk about the word fruit, we normally think about soul-winning evangelism outcomes as our good fruit. Very important, yes. While it is still true and we are still called to invite and bring people to Christ, this morning let us ponder upon the words of Jesus, the true vine. Throughout the Old Testament, harvesting good fruit is generally perceived as a measurement and as a sign of your obedience to God. On the other hand, having bad fruit or no fruit is a sign of your unfaithfulness and disobedience to God. For example, in Deuteronomy chapter 8, verses 7 and 8, God is giving the Israelites a warning not to forget God in your prosperity. Verse 7 says, for the Lord your God is bringing you into a good land, a land of wheat and barley and of vines and fig trees and pomegranates and a land of olive trees and honey. So simply put, if you obey God faithfully, God will bless you with all the blessings, especially the good harvest, including all kinds of good fruit, both literally and spiritually. In the gospel, especially in the Beatitude from Matthew 7, Jesus urges us to bear good fruit because you are judged by your fruit. Matthew 7, 17 and 19, Jesus says, every good tree bears good fruit, but the bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Thus you will know them by fruit, their fruit. Throughout the epistles of the Apostle Paul, the famous fruit image must be the fruit of the Spirit from Galatians. Galatians chapter 5, 22 and 23. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, generosity, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Yes, these nine flavors are the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which are the obvious outcomes of being led by the Holy Spirit in life. Moreover, in Colossians chapter 6, Apostle Paul also uses a common everyday illustration to give us the admonition to do the right thing in life always. You reap whatever you sow. And this morning's Gospel of John passage describes that there are several kinds of fruit you are expected to bear when you are abiding in Christ and His Word. Let me briefly point out three fruits here. Number one, the fruit of prayer. Verse 7 says, if you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask for whatever you wish, and it will be done for you. Prayer is not a mere request or a supplication, but a constant, intimate, and persistent relationship with Christ who guides you, leads you, and strengthens you. It's not how long or how often you pray, but how deeply and sincerely you commune with Christ that really matter. Moreover, it is extremely important for you to pray according to God's will, not your own will. Number two, the fruit of joy. Verses 10 and 11. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. I have said these things to you so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. One of the most important experiences in your Christian life is discovering joy in every aspect. When you abide in Christ's love, Christ's joy is always there. Because of this joy, your heart can be filled with God's love, then you become more compassionate and stronger to move forward. As you have noticed, yes, along with love and this joy is also the two of the nine flavors of the fruit of the Spirit. Prayer and joy might be the inner fruit that you continue to develop through your continuing practice of abiding in Christ. Then there is one outer fruit that you are called to share with everyone. Number three, the fruit of love. Number the verse 12, This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. And then verse 16, 17 are the concluding verses. If you did not choose me, but I chose you, and I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name. I am giving you these commands so that you may love one another. My brothers and sisters in Christ, we are living in this kind of a loveless and indifferent world. Sadly, yeah. Of course, I do believe that the majority of the people are good and caring people. And they outnumber those bad and apathetic people in the world. In order to live or even thrive in this world as the disciples of Jesus Christ, you must live a fruit-bearing life. And there is no secret to live a fruit-bearing life, but simply by abiding in Christ. Sometimes you're trying hard, but when things are not going well in your life, and you don't see any good fruit, you don't see any good outcome in your effort, still you need to be strong. The German philosopher, composer, and writer Friedrich Nietzsche once said, quote, "What does not kill me makes me stronger," unquote. Well said. Sometimes you might be confused and wondering, am I being removed because I am fruitless? Or am I being pruned because I need to be more fruitful? Every effort, every attempt, every failure, every problem, every crisis, every disappointment, every tear, every sigh, and every fleeting moment are not being wasted in your life. God loves you more than you can imagine. And no matter what challenging circumstances you are going through, as long as you are faithfully and confidently abiding in the true vine, even all your struggles and setbacks in life will make you stronger, more faithful, and more fruitful. Remember, surely you can live a fruit-bearing, abundant life in this uncertain and challenging world by abiding in Christ. Especially this morning, as we share Holy Communion, let us affirm and reaffirm our faith that we, the branches, faithful branches, fruitful branches, are all connected to our source of strength, source of joy, source of love, Jesus, the true vine. Let us remember Jesus, what Jesus says, abide in me as I abide in you. Thanks be to God.